Okay, Pete, what's your next pleasure? I don't know. What do you think, Houston?
You're looking in good shape. You can press on along the traverse over to Sharp Crater.
Okay. Hey, why don't you take it? Well, you already got a snapshot of this, didn't you, Pete? Wait. Sharp Crater. That's funny. I can't locate it.
Pete, from your present position, that's about 400 feet southwest.
Nice one, 400 feet south.
Yeah, it's got to be right on that hill right there.
About right there?
Right here.
Okay, let's try it. Southwest.
All right, now we want to get the core tube and the gas sample and a bunch of good things, right, Houston?
That's affirmative, Pete. All those good things at Sharp Crater.
Gotta find it first.
Al, you can go ahead and put that diverter valve to your choice. Your feed water pressure is holding even. Looks as though it's working well. It's slightly lower than nominal.
Okay, Houston. Sharp Crater, where are you? Got a pinpointed peak?
No, I can't find it.
No, it's going in about the right direction.
There's one right over here to kind of more to your right. I'm looking down zero phase, you know, and that's... There it is.
That's got to be it right there.
Hey, I see it.
Boy, there's some big fragments out here. Say that again.
You got the shovel?
I sure do. Good boy.
Well, that's not it either.
Why don't we stop here and look at the chart a little bit more closely? Man, does that limb look small back there?
I tell you what, I better get a tie anyhow. Look at the chart.
Okay.
See. Roger, you going to give us a backside survey at that point, Pete?
Yeah. Make it a full pan. Darn far out, I might as well.
Okay, a full pan over when you get to Sharp. We show you 1+23 into the EVA, and we're looking to leave Sharp Crater around 1+51, so you got lots of time.
I got a fine chart.
Gee, I kind of agree with you. Where is it?
I don't know. We should be right here. I got a... How big is Sharp Crater?
That's pretty small. It looks to me to be about 30 meters.
Okay, I got it. It's right here in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the... So.
Diameter of Sharp Crater, Pete, for about 40 feet.
40 feet, huh?
Well, this may be it.
This is it.
It's gotta be it.
Got a nice raised rim on it.
Yeah, look at that.
That's raised up about, what'd you say, 2 feet?
Yeah, trouble is I'm running zero phase. It's like I could never see. Oh, yeah, look at that.
And this is the same color as all that subsurface material.
It's awful soft in here, watch it.
Just,
holy Christmas, look at the bottom of that. Say, you know something, Houston? Hey, Houston.
Go ahead, Pete.
Like blast effect coming out of it. Looks like it's got blast effect radial all the way around. This has got to be fairly fresh to the gear. Look at that, Al. Isn't that neat? We might get some pictures of that.
Okay.
I don't know what they set it on, 74, I guess. We're not that far away.
Boy, the rim is soft here, isn't it?
There is. Quite a bit softer than the others. But look at the radial spray pattern.
Look at that. I guess I'm supposed to drive a, what, double core tube here, sir?
Yeah, set that baby up.
Look at that.
Skip. We got to dig a trench.
Al, we'd like to get the trench site sample there, and you can hold off on that double core tube until you get over to Halo Crater.
Okay, good.
Now we're supposed to look west for Copernican range here, too.
Houston, there's no way to tell a difference contact-wise. You agree, Al?
There's no way. Now, this one is fresh enough so that you can see, like you say, some of the rays. But any crater older than this, there doesn't appear to be any way to tell the material from inside the crater from that that was there when, right on the surface before the crater was formed. There's no differentiation at all. Let's see, which sample do you want now?
Al, we're looking for the trench site sample. That includes the environmental sample, a trench, and the gas analysis you can put in there, too.
Okay, we'll do the whole smash here for you.
You want it right in the crater rim?
That's what it says.
If that's affirmative, that'd be perhaps the easiest and the best place to do it. And you can get that one core tube down in the bottom of the trench.
Yep.
Okay, Pete, before you do that, you're going to have to lift this up so that I can take the sample out.
8-1, can't be right with you.
Okay. You gonna do it right there?
Hey,
lift it up and I'll reach in and grab. This will be the one for the soil here. Hey, one thing I've noticed, Houston, carrying the tools, and although you're gloved, you don't feel any of the temperature here. Bed's out nice and bright, but it's nice and cool in here. Except when you're carrying something metal like the hand tool carrier. Or the shovel or something. Then your hand starts to get warm.
Did you get out of the...
Yeah.
Let you just slide a little bit.
Okay, let me slide right over here. That's a new one.
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta do it over here.
Got it. Hey, Houston.
Pete, go ahead.
You take a picture before, Al.
No?
Yeah.
Nothing, Houston. We're okay.
I'll take one right now, Pete.
That'd be a good spot right there, I believe.
Okay, go ahead, Pete. Digging that stuff. Wow. Could drive 3-quart tubes down there.
Good cut, it's soft.
Get down about 8 in there.
He's digging in the, digging a nice
Wait, let me get the trench pictures.
Okay.
Okay, Al, can we have some numbers along with those pictures?
Okay, we'll have to get them to you, Houston. We've been delinquent there. Fine gray, very fine spoil here.
Okay, Al.
Okay, I'm ready to take a look at my, what's the number?
Okay.
You're on number 105.
Ow.
That's okay. Well, I'll trade cameos with you because you've been
around 50.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, what do you want to do? Fill out with dirt?
And
we
sure do.
Huh?
Fill the big container with dirt.
Pete, we copy you on 105.
Be careful now.
We copy you. Wait a minute, wait.
Oh, Peter didn't go in.
That's okay.
That stuff is really funny. Yeah, I can't see the trench. I know you can't. Attaboy. Yeah. Let's get organized. Back up. And you hit it in there. Try to top it. Maybe it'll come out. You got to come this way. Okay. See, what's happening is my arm is being turned by the cable. There. Maybe you could grab that handle closer to the thingamajig there.
Yeah.
When you lift it up. Okay, we need some more. There you go.
Wait a minute.
That's the game.
Wait a minute.
That's the game.
Yeah, a lot of hands on it that way.
So you still need some more.
Yeah.
One more scoop ought to do it, though.
Ah, that's soft.
Watch yourself, you're getting close to the crater. You get about 10% in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Want to do one more? Or is that it?
Okay.
One more and you'll make it. That's fine. I'll just...